Noel Gallagher's the brains behind one of the most influential rock bands of the last 20 years, and his songs have inspired a whole generation of artists to pick up guitars. He's also one of the wittiest and most opinionated men in music, and I caught up with him recently to hear him wax lyrical about life post-Oasis, Margaret Thatcher, and what it's like to be labelled a godlike genius. At the beginning of his first solo world tour, I started by asking him if he ever gets bored of life on the road.
No, I mean, I love touring. I love it. It's the best part of being in a band, I think. Apart from the money. The touring's good, though. I always did like touring. I just didn't like the, in Oasis, the tours, they got a bit, you know, I don't know, the circumstances. But no, I love touring. And I'll be sad to see this tour end, because it's a, you're having a good time, do you know what I mean? And, no, longer tours are better. I can't make any money off selling records now anyway. Nobody buys them anymore, do they?
And as a solo artist, will you miss the camaraderie of being in a band when you're out on the road?
Well, I guess I miss Gem and some of the other lads that used to work for us. Well, there's lots. I mean, I could go into specific details about the other side of it, but then that's opening another old can of worms. It's not, you know, I didn't leave Oasis because it was a f***ing good laugh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there are aspects of it that I miss, Gem probably being the main one because he's my mate, you know what I mean, and Chris Sharrock. But there's a lot of stuff that I don't miss about it, and there's a lot of stuff that I didn't like about it, and here we are.
When you were writing this album, did you feel as though you'd been let off the leash a bit and had a bit more freedom to change your sound? I mean, guitars certainly aren't as prevalent on here as they have been on Oasis albums, and a track like What a Life, it's dominated by that bass line. It's not standard Oasis.
Yeah, but I was free to do whatever I wanted to. I mean, I call the shots in Oasis and I call the shots here, so it's, I don't know, I'm just in a different place with music, do you know what I mean?
It certainly seems like a departure.
Well, What a Life, it's obviously. Maybe The Death of You and Me is a bit more jazzy than the other stuff that I've done. But none of it's been a conscious decision. They're just the songs that I had.